on, give me.
Listen to Hideki Nagakuma's Ain't Nothing Like a Funky Beat from Lethal League Blaze. He did all the Jets of Radio songs. If you can see the similarity, it is there. This is the BGM podcast. We do video game music. I'm William.
I'm Nathan.
And we got with us Peter.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to get this started up, but really good. That's a great pick for a first song. That was just, it was really upbeat. I liked it a lot. Definitely sounds like Jet Set Radio.
I was worried that it was a little aggressive for a first song, but
no, it's early over here. You know, you gotta get upbeat, ready to go.
I wrote down, I'm like, it sounds like Jet Set Radio, and then now that makes sense. Seriously.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was fun. You know, I like the vocal samples and everything.
Yeah. It's a fun little song. Mm-hmm. And it's a good game. It's a baseball fighting game. So,
is it from the second one or the first one?
The second one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. So, this is Stormheim Section C. It's a passive song that plays when you're it's an exploration theme, and it's pretty good.
Thank you.
great pick.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, I just watched The Northman, and I was like, and then we talked to our Will talked to me about this, and I was like, yeah, this is a good pick, I think.
Yeah. Oh man, I love this.
When does that play? Just like when it you're just, out in the field.
When you're out, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like I remember like playing WoW, and then like this expansion came out, Legion, back in like 2016, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh cool, this new area, like it's kind of like these like, I guess this race of Rykul, these Viking people, like with Odin and Helia and all that stuff. They were in Wrath of the Lich King, and then when this came out, I was like, I'm playing this zone first, no matter what. And then like I'm just like traveling and like fighting like whatever the NPCs around, and then this like just like, I guess like the kind of like choir like tone just starts like uplifting, and I'm like, whoa, it just caught me off guard, and I'm like, oh, this is the best zone in like any game I've played in a long time. Like, what?
Yeah, that's cool. It brings back like Wrath of the Lich King vibes, right? Like Grizzly Hills. Yes. Like it just like takes that music and like brings it.
Exactly.
It's so good. What a great song.
Yeah, that was nice. Mm-hmm. What do you got for us, Nathan?
I guess, I'll go up next. My next pick is from Splatoon 2, the losing theme, because I lost a lot in Splatoon 2. And I heard this song
got to jam.
Exactly. It was okay because I got to hear this song. Love how it's just the same riff over and over again.
That's so good though, like what?
I feel good.
Terrible for never have played like never playing Splatoon at all, like that's so good.
No, Splatoon 2 is really good, and the music in particular, I that song somehow captures the you lost but it's okay, get back into it. It captures it so well.
It reminded me of a like kind of like a Interpol in a way. I don't know how I could weird see that is, but like it's just like a subtle like rift and stuff, and it's just like it's nice. You don't feel terrible after losing. I'm pretty sure that you know the other games that have those like, you know, you lost, dun dun.
Just like a bum bum.
That's such a good like
womp womp.
Positive song for kids and adults. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's very Nintendo-y.
Yeah. I guess this is me up next. It's a song from the Scott Pilgrim video game. Anna Monoguchi did the soundtrack for. This plays in one of the level before you fight the twins. And you go down the hallway. And what happens is as you go down the hallway, It's like muted and like quiet, but as you get closer to them, it gets louder and louder, which I think is a nice effect that I don't think is captured on this, but let's give it a listen. The whole song's like, what, like 40 seconds and then it loops again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's one of those songs that like just keeps appearing in my head. Just like the more droney part, like the dun, 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 bum, 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 bum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gets stuck in there.
No, I mean, it's a good song. Yeah.
I remember like playing the Scott Pilgrim for the first time with your recommendation and like how good it was and like just the chiptune music. Like,
yeah.
It was just so good. I definitely would replay the soundtrack a lot. So I forgot about this song somehow. And then I'm like, oh, I do remember this. I do remember yeah. like that energy mm-hmm. going into the fight and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think them getting Onomatoguchi to do this like adds a lot of like depth to the chiptunes because it could be very like bass level, but they add like there's so much going on. There's so many like tracks and everything going yeah. on at once. It's really nice.
It's like, yeah, and when Onomatoguchi does like chiptune, it feels a little more in depth than like what you normally hear in like a. This isn't original Mario. This is. Let's kick it away, Peter.
All right, this is a longer one.
That's fine.
But yeah, Death Stranding, really the divisive game. I would say many people don't like it, many people do like it. And I thought this was a good pick. Yeah. The song itself is really good, but I definitely liked its, I guess, its inclusion to the launch trailer. And that's why I picked it, because it just like had like the great beats. And you can even still hear it in the song itself. So, all right.
See the sunset, the day is ending. Let the young out, there's no pretending. I will. Thank you.
That was really nice.
You guys ever play Death Stranding? Like,
no. No.
Really? Okay. I'm glad that I chose this song then, because it's such a great song. Like, its placement in the game is like a little bit it's much later in the story, but as far as like it being like the first thing that many people saw when they were watching like the trailer, and the way they like implemented it and edited it throughout the entire trailer was just so good. It was like a very like alien, like there's a ton of dissonance, but it also was like complimented by like that gentle motherly voice of Jenny Plant. So good.
I love Kojima games like music. He always like has such a great selection, because you know Jenny Plant's from Warpaint, which is like such a crazy pool, and just really, she's got a beautiful voice and it fits with the whole feeling.
Yeah. I was ecstatic. Warpaint's one of my favorite bands, like seriously. Yeah, I've been listening to them for quite a while, but I just was blown away by this again. Like,
that was really good. Yeah,
it's cool, but yeah.
Where does it play in game?
It's like later, and it's like because a lot of the songs in Death Stranding, like all the low roar songs, are like normally when you're journeying out, it kind of like just subtly come in, or but this one just plays like near the end.
Like a cinematic moment more.
No, not even. Like it's just
it just plays walking. While you're walking.
He's just walking and it like starts playing this incredible theme. But in game, Mads Mikkelsen's character starts like humming and like singing this song to what's the name? Norman Reedus's character, or like, you know, in the game. Yeah. And
that's wild. So yeah, like it's just a in fiction song that's in the game.
Yeah, BB theme stands for like Bridge Baby. It's like a huge component. It's like that little baby that you see in the trailer and stuff.
It really stands for Bridge Baby.
Bridge Baby, yeah. It's the bridge of the two company, worlds. Right? The,
oh no!
It's like the bridge of two universes. Like
I thought it stand for a Beached Baby.
I mean, yes, in a way too, because there's the beach.
Because the BTs are beach things, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's a dumb acronym. Those are beached things, but I mean that's like Kojima. That has Kojima written all over it, right?
That's what's so great about him. Like something that seems stupid, it's like, oh, it's his style. That's just him. You know?
Yeah. When you see it in the trailer too, it's like because the trailer's pretty long. It's like 7 minutes long, and then like you start seeing like the world being built. You're being introduced to this like crazy world. You're like, what the heck is going on? And then it like. And then it kind of like cuts and then starts getting really weird. And you're like, oh, it's just Kojima things. It's cool.
Yeah. I also saw your comment here, Will. Feels like a James Bond opening. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very true. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess like so did like Snake Eater when he.
Oh yeah.
Put that into his game.
It was very much James Bond.
Yeah. More so than this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the last song, right?
Yeah, I guess we'll hop into it. I've been really getting into racing games in the past like few years, especially retro racing games. So I picked another Nintendo exclusive for some reason. I guess that's the theme from Wave Race 64, Drake Lake, Drake Lake. Yeah, let's just give it a listen. We'll get into it after.
What a wild song.
Yeah, right. That's
such a good pick. Oh my god.
It sounds like something that would be in Kirby kind of.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Kazumi Totaka made this, who he makes a lot of Legend of Zelda soundtracks.
Oh.
He made every Animal Crossing soundtrack. So it all fits together, you know. Yeah, it's just whenever I got into this race, it's on a foggy like swampy lake and you can't really see that far ahead of you and you're just, you know, you're cruising around on your jet ski. Perfect mood setting. Love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love like the twinkle and like the again like with the dissonant sounds, like peaceful but it's like also upbeat, like it's like still trying to get you to keep moving and stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I wrote down sounds like Zelda. Like I'm not
yeah. There it's we so go good. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Perfect. I guess that does it. Right,
yeah, that about wraps it up for the BGM podcast. Some really great songs today, guys. Thank you, Peter, for coming onto the show.
Thank you guys for having me, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to do this again, right?
That'd be fun. Yeah,
yeah, just picking songs. I want to do a cyberpunk episode, the one that gets us copyright strike.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Perfect. Well, if you want to check out Media Boys, that's me, William, and Chris. We talk about all things music, movies, and video games over there.
You can MediaBoysPodcast.com.
Yeah, just go there. Yeah. You'll have all our updates, all of our podcasts. I don't know if you have anything you want to plug on the show, Peter.
I'm working on Peter the Lore Keeper. It's basically Elder Scrolls lore. I'm working on as far as reading all the books right now and then trying to explain a lot of the like lore elements, items. Like the first one I'm working on right now is Oriole's Bow, which is Akatosh's bow, yada yada. So if you like any type of Elder Scrolls things, I'm working very hard on releasing my first video.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, send me a link and I'll put it in the description. Yeah, thank definitely. You. All right, cool. Well, I guess that wraps it up.
That does it.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, yeah. See you all again.
Yeah, see you next time.